Today's gospel continues Jesus' discourse at the Last Supper table with the 11. And today he says, remain in my love. The Greek is remain in my agape, which is the desire to do what is good for the other. Jesus is saying, remain in the habitual awareness that I only desire what is best for you all the time. Remain in the habitual awareness that I only desire what is good for you, what is best for you all the time. And then he says, if you keep my commandments, you will do that. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in this. When we hear commandments in this discourse, we shouldn't think of the Ten Commandments, the Mosaic Law, although, of course, Jesus came to fulfill them. Just a chapter ago, he gave them a commandment. Do not let your hearts be troubled. If you keep that commandment, you'll remain in this habitual awareness that I only do what's best for you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. It's his commandment. And then also his new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Those two commandments enable the heart to remain in this awareness of his habitual desire to do what is good for us. And that's what bears fruit. Today's saint is Father Peter Chanel, a French saint born in 1802. Quite modern as far as times go. Born in 1802, and he was sent as an apostle to the islands in the Pacific, in particular the island of Futuna, F-U-T-U-N-A, and brought Christ and the gospel to that island for the first time. The natives resisted him. After 4 years of work, he still didn't make much progress, and then the chief's son wanted to be baptized, and that's when things really got difficult for Father Peter. Eventually, they martyred him because of that. They martyred him after being there 4 years at the age of 38. But listen closely, everyone. After his martyrdom, within a couple of years, the islands were all converted. Remaining in the love of God is what converts us, is what bears fruit. If one is at the cross and one can remain in, I only desires what is best for you, that's where life bears fruit. May we be given that grace today.